Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Jimmy Pardo with us. When's the last time we saw you, Jimmy?
Colleen and I were trying to figure it out.
It's been a while, right?
My son's going to be 10 in September, and I don't think I had a son when I was here, so it's got to be...
Has it been that long?
It's been that long. I boycotted this city for a long time.
No, you did not.
No, I don't know why.
Did he boycott it?
No!
Not at all.
No. You know what happened? I ended up working on Conan. I was working on...
That's right.
I started the Tonight Show with Conan day one.
Yeah.
When he moved from New York to L.A. We were on there for 7 months.
I want to ask you about that.
Yeah, we all got fired.
Because I know you did. But first of all, I loved Conan. And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here. I think he totally got screwed. And I love that show. And I think he's just a brilliant mind. Brilliant comedy mind. How bad was that behind the scenes? What Jay Leno did to you guys?
Here's the weird part. Yes. We all found out about it from TMZ,
right,
like everybody
really?
Else did, at the exact same time. I was at home looking at my computer, and the TMZ thing popped up, or I don't know, however it showed up. And
had you bought a house and everything? You moved
I had
in?
Just bought a house.
Okay.
I had just bought a house,
right.
But I didn't move from New York, but I still had bought a house.
Okay, yeah.
And it's for the first time ever, I've got a full-time job in
right.
Hollywood.
Right.
And it's the Tonight Show.
And it could,
and it's not going to go anywhere.
And it could last 20 years.
It's good. And that, even all my friends are like, dude, you've hit it.
Right.
You now are going to have a job as long as you want it.
Right.
And so that thing popped up, and I was like, well, this can't be. What are you talking about?
Right.
And so I called my buddies over there. I said, what's going on over there? He goes, we just saw it too. And I was like, what? And he's and so then Conan called a meeting that day, which I couldn't get to because
right.
I lived a distance. And and then he explained, it's all a rumor. It's nothing's happening. It's all a rumor. Don't worry about it. So when I got to work, they're like, yeah, it's all a rumor. It's TMZ being full
right.
of, you know, crap and
right.
blah, blah, blah. So, all right, great. Then the next day was Conan called the meeting. I got an email saying, hey, can you be here in an hour? So then I get there, and Conan's looking a little worse for wear, I guess right. is the way to put it.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, there might be some truth to these rumors. And kind of, but still kind of laughing about it. Like, but there's,
right.
you know, we don't know what's going on, blah, 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 blah. And then the next day was another meeting and showed up, and the vibe was 1,000 times different. It went from, hey, this is nothing, to, holy hell, this is happening.
Man.
And Conan was like, I don't know what's happening. They've offered me $12.05 to go on after Leno does a half hour, which I don't think I'm going to do. And then, but it was like, but everybody just moved here? Like, all those
yeah.
folks moved?
And but Conan was the only one with a big contract. They would have had to pay him off either way. You guys would be ass out of luck, right?
Yeah.
Well, the paycheck would end right there, right?
Well, how much time transpired, you know, before the rumor, when the rumor started, before you were done?
Two weeks.
Two weeks.
We were off there 2 weeks later.
Wow.
Like, it was that. But I think, you know, a lot of that had to do with Conan, because he was like, I'm not going to sit here and be.
Right. And take
know,
it.
Be taken. Right.
Right.
So, but, you know, I mean, it was crazy. When you read Bill Carter's book, that his second late night, late shift book,
the second
War
one?
For Late Night, or whatever the second one's called.
I didn't know there was a second one. I have to read it.
And it's fascinating to read the stories about it happening.
Because you thinking, were involved. You were
I
right
was
there.
Standing right there.
When
like
happened.
When Jeff Zucker shows up one day, and he shows up this a-hole,
yeah.
and just like he's shaking hands. How are you, man? How are you?
Oh.
And it's like, you're firing us.
And he's
and you're glad-handing?
Oh.
And it was like I remember at the time all the anger was at Leno, which he deserved some of it. You go across the street, as Letterman said, you don't stick around in the lobby hoping they call you back.
Yeah.
And so
and he could have went across the street.
He could have gone anywhere.
Anywhere.
And if I may, he could have gone anywhere and probably buried Conan.
Right.
Like
because everybody was so famous and he had
yeah,
a different thing. Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't.
Right.
And so to think about, like, as I was sitting in the green room that time when Zucker walks in and it's like, well, hey, what's he? Oh, that's why he's here.
Oh.
But yet he's smiling and happy. How are you? Good to see you, man. Good to see you, man. Hey, great job tonight.
Oh, man.
You're firing
a suit
us.
Kissing your ass like that
but
yeah. and
was,
firing you.
But it was...
people are going to start to think Hollywood is full of weasels.
Well, there's some bad people.
Yeah.
There's, but to that end, Conan's a great guy. And, you know, he did get that payout that you speak of.
Yeah.
But it trickled down. He took care of everybody.
I heard
everybody.
He did. Yeah,
And me, who was a local hire, I did not move from New York like everybody else. I was a local hire that they...
How'd you know Conan before that?
This story is lengthy, but I'll do it quickly.
That's fine.
I had never met him until the day I had a meeting with him.
Really?
I had done some shows with Andy Richter at the UCB Theater.
So they knew your work.
So that's how he knew about you.
I knew Andy. And so when they moved from New York to L.A., they said, we need a guy to open the show who, this is what he does.
Right.
And I had never done a warm-up in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But the lore is that Andy said, well, the only guy that can do 10 minutes to an hour off the top of his head that has the same sensibilities as us is Jimmy Pardo.
There you go.
And now, I didn't know Andy very well, right. So for him to say that was
a
hell
of
a
compliment. I didn't even know that Andy was a stand-up.
No, he's not.
He's not.
Oh, no. We have done like some game shows and
game
stuff.
Game shows. Got it. Okay, got it.
And so they called me in for this meeting, and Mike Sweeney, the head writer at the time, told me that story and said, so you're the only guy we're asking to do this. It's your job if you want it. And I said, I don't want it. I didn't move here to be a warm-up comic. They're like, right. Oh, it's not warm-up. It's you go out and do eight minutes of stand-up, and you're done. I go, well, I don't want to throw candy. Like, none of that. You do 8 minutes of stand-up, and you're done.
But you're not on the air, though.
Right.
But still, though, you're getting paid.
Well, and then it's The Tonight Show.
Right.
And it's Conan.
Right.
So I said, well, let's give it a try.
Right.
And then I was the worst warm-up comic in the history of warm-up comics.
Why? Because you're a headliner.
I just wasn't good. I wasn't good. I was horrible.
You stayed on for 45 minutes? Is that why?
I had to truck it down to 8. It was...
You were bad at it?
I was doing like an impression of a warm-up act. I was horrible. And just praying to God. Like, this is a job I didn't want. And every day I would come home and go, I think they're going to fire me. They're going to fire me. I'm horrible at this.
Right.
And then it clicked. I figured out what to do. And then it was like, this is the greatest job ever. Thank Christ I didn't turn this down. I'm working with the funniest people in the world.
And your 8 minutes were your own, too, right?
They're my own. And of course, because I do so much crowd work. It was all crowd work.
Yeah,
every night.
Of course.
Is it 8 new minutes every night?
Well, it's crowd work.
It's crowd work. Right. So yeah.
You found the fat guy in the crowd and made fun of everybody.
Right. Hey, who's in from out of town? Guess what? Everybody. They're tourists. So it was a new grab bag every day. And then, you know, I had my same stupid 3 jokes.
Got
about,
it.
Smoke and turn off your pagers and, you know, all that nonsense. And then luckily, like my agent,
your
TJ Markwalter, that was my running joke.
Yeah, I love that.
Because they made me say... Turn off your cell phones and pagers.
And pagers.
I forget what my joke was at the time because it's 10 years ago. But my agent, TJ Markwalter, who's been my agent for 27
years.
God, it's
been 10 years now. That's been 10 years.
I know.
My God.
But he had said to me, once they see what you can do, you're going to be on the air.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it went from, you know, doing the warm-up to doing some sketches to doing remotes.
Yeah.
To then, I got the phone call one day to... Andy Richter had to miss a couple of shows.
Yeah.
And they called me up and they said...
you were the sidekick.
Conan wants you to co-host. I'm like, what?
Right.
I thought they were effing with me.
Right.
And it was like, well, that's never happened.
Yeah.
And it was this week. It was this very week, maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, because the ESPYs were in town.
Okay.
And so the thought was, well, let's get... I thought they were going to bring in an athlete because, you know, why not get some ratings out of having some...
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Some jock on there.
Some jock.
Because they're not funny.
Right.
Yeah, but you get the Jazz. You know what I mean? And by that, I mean the Utah Jazz.
Right.
And, and apparently they turned that down. They said,
that probably killed
said,
that
I
joke.
Want part of
it. Yeah, I did.
I killed. Never said that in my life.
I know you didn't. So
anyway, long story short, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
So you're still working with Conan now?
I have a development deal with them to create the Jimmy Pardo show, which we've created 47,000 versions of it.
And, is it just a sitcom or is it you hosting something? What is it?
It's always hosting because...
But you hosting, okay.
But we finally, somebody finally pitched a scripted show.
Okay, got
that
it.
I like.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be called the Jimmy Pardo Show, which it should be.
Well,
use the name.
It's, I don't know if using my name helps at all. I mean, I think that might hurt it. we'll see what happens.
Right.
I don't know. You know, you go out, you pitch it, and, you know, you have...
Well, I know it's been a while since we've seen you, but the funny thing is I see you all the time on the TV. So when comedians come back here every year, 2-3 years, to me, it's always like last year.
Yeah.
When you walked in here, I said, Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy? It's been 10 years. Sorry.
It's been minimum 10 years.
Minimum 10 years.
Like I was telling Colleen when we were driving up, Tig, who has
Tig
become
Notaro,
huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tig Notaro was my opener when I was
here
last.
I do remember that. She was your opener. That's the last. That's,
that's
when
before
was,
she hit it.
Yeah,
the heat.
That's been over 10 years. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, comedians come back here. We usually ask them, well, "What went wrong?"
Yeah. I don't
He's
know.
Just been busy.
What are you doing here?
Something went right for Tig. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All these young opening acts. I've literally become that guy where all these young upstarts. You know the.
Well, who else besides
Pete Holmes, Kyle Kinane.
Yeah, we know Pete.
Kumail Nanjiani.
We just had Kumail yesterday.
Yeah.
Was he on the telephone?
He called. Yeah.
Have you seen his movie?
No, that's what he's pimping.
It's good. I saw it last night.
Yeah.
Private viewing right here in Omaha.
He was your opener?
Yeah, at one point.
All right.
And
now he's on Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, and he's got a movie.
I know he's got a movie.
Yeah. He wrote a movie.
Yeah.
Starred in a movie.
Yeah, and it's very good.
Oh, you watched it last night? It's good?
You've actually seen it.
Private viewing here in Omaha.
How'd you have a private viewing?
Oh.
Nobody else was in the theater.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
It opened last night?
I think that's why nobody was there. Nobody knew it was opening last night.
No, they didn't. Because, we had Kumail on yesterday and with his wife.
It's supposed to open today.
Yeah, and we said it's opening this weekend.
Yeah.
And we would have said open.
He went to Village Point Cinema, and he was the only one in that theater.
That is a private screening.
Yeah.
So that's how it was.
No, private. I guarantee you, when we talked to him, we didn't say that. Push, did you know it was last night?
No, I assumed it was
usually
tonight.
It's Friday, right?
Yeah, usually Friday night.
Because I feel bad if you're saying it was happening and we didn't put anybody.
Because there might have been three people
We put
there
nobody in
Jimmy.
The theater.
But it's tomorrow. I mean, today now. It's
open now.
Last night was that weirdo thing where they released it at night.
You just walk up to the theater from your hotel and saw
it was
on?
Yeah, I just walked to the theater like a normal person.
Right.
I just walked. I got out of my rental car and I walked up and I said, I'd like a ticket, sir. standard theater experience.
And I was the only guy in there.
Yeah, this was not a midnight showing, Aaron.
This was not a midnight showing. Yeah. We didn't throw toast at the screen. We didn't
do
any of that.
I looked at a website yesterday, and I thought it said today.
Toast at the screen.
And I totally blew it off. I said, well, there must be something wrong here. It doesn't open nationwide.
Well, I'm just glad we didn't say it opened last night, and one person showed up who didn't even hear the show yesterday.
No, I did not.
Kumail was on the show with us yesterday. Okay, go see it this weekend. Is it funny?
It's funny and...
And real. Were you around when it happened, when they met?
No,
I
was not.
Okay,
but
it.
He's right. Much younger than me. And,
all right. I want to ask that because I've always asked this about comedians. I mean, you're doing well. You do well. I get that. But the fact is that there's a lot of envy and jealousy. Not to say jealousy. How does envy not take over a life?
I think it does.
It does?
I think, you know what? Honestly, my
to
son
be honest,
being born
to be
changed everything for
okay.
me. But before that,
because you knew something
I was
important.
Full of rage.
Oh.
Full of just look at this guy's success. And,
at least you're honest then.
Yeah, I was.
I hate when people aren't honest about
and
that.
And for things that I never had a chance of getting anyway.
Okay, like, something we're even up for.
Hey, we need a 400-pound guy. That son of a bitch! How did he get that?
Jimmy's like 5'2".
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Larry the Cable Guy.
If I
blew up.
5'4 and a half.
I'm sorry.
We noticed
I'm
a lot, lot of wrath toward Larry the Cable Guy.
You know, let me say something.
Lowbrow son of a bitch. I'm so much funnier than him.
Yeah, we are. But here's the
thing.
Here's what I'll say about Larry the Cable Guy. He came on Conan once, and the writers and I were all in the green room watching him, and he was doing well, and we all were watching his jokes, and we're all like, if anybody else delivered these jokes, we'd consider him a genius.
Right.
But because he's got this character, we just assume he sucks.
Yeah.
And it was like, because the jokes are great.
They are great.
But these behind this character and his fan base that make you think he's horrible.
Yeah.
So... But that's my way of saying that he's a great comic.
He's a great comic. Exactly. He's a great comic. That is so funny. Jimmy Pardo with us. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets. Just Friday, Saturday. That's it.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
They call that a special event.
You are special engagement.
Four solid shows.
Four solid shows and a random day at a movie theater. You could see him sitting there.
Yes, you could have.
Yes, you could have. You could have seen him last night.
I also saw Wonder Woman yesterday.
Was that any good?
That was great.
Yeah.
Private showing?
Three of us. Three of us. And true or false, I'm
Maybe
in there.
Maybe it's you.
One guy comes in. The third guy comes into the theater.
Right.
Where does he sit?
Oh, no.
Where
two,
does he sit?
Two chairs
in front
from
of
you.
Directly behind me.
Are you kidding me?
Directly behind me.
Creepy.
What the heck? Creepy.
Yeah.
Directly behind
me. You mean the row behind you?
Row behind me, but not even a chair over. Right behind me. It's like, what are you...
Did you turn around?
It's not a bathhouse. Get out of here. What are you doing? What are you... Right?
Oh, totally weird.
So then I wait.
I would have got up.
I do the thing where it's like, well, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Right.
I don't know why that's so important to me. So I wait like 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm like, and I pretend, something's up. And then I get up and I walk four rows back.
But, oh, okay.
And sat right behind some other guy. So I won that.
Three of us.
Three of us. Three at that. One at the Big Six. Maybe that theater's closing.
Were they three? Were they three grown men and Wonder Woman?
No, there was a lady. There was a lady in there, and then myself.
I went to a theater years ago. I don't remember what the hell it was. I had to kill time between a meeting and a job. I was on the radio years ago in Pennsylvania. And I got to the theater, and I'm sitting there, and nobody showed up. And I kept thinking, somebody's got to be in this movie. And I can't. It might have been Footloose. That's how long ago this was. Early mid '80s. And I'm sitting there. I had to kill a couple hours. So I went and saw a movie. And I'm sitting there, and I realize it's late. And I see a guy peek his head out through the hole in the wall, and he goes, "Oh!" I hear him go, "Oh!" and all of a sudden, he turns the lights off and turns it on.
Right.
Because they weren't. They don't show it.
Got to go to work.
I guess they weren't going to show it if nobody was in there. They didn't know I was even in there. So I'm surprised they didn't look out and say, "Oh, there's somebody here for the big stick." Nah. Oh, there's a guy.
There he is. There was. In fairness, there was an old guy, an older fella in there at the start of it, and he bailed.
Yeah, because you're sitting right behind him.
Yeah. Sir, is this bothering you? Hey, this is good. Here's me laughing and crying.
He bailed.
Yeah. He bailed. I did tell him to turn his phone off, and I think that pissed him off. He had his phone. He's texting
during the show.
He was doing it during the coming attractions, which I usually let slide.
Right.
And then
not when there's only two of you, though.
But I'll tell you something. It was the first time ever that I stood up for this. Usually I go, I just I'm full of rage, just going, if this guy does this during the movie, I'll do nothing. Because that's usually what happens. And then I leave because I'm afraid to confront people. But yesterday I went up to the guy and go, dude, you got to turn your phone off.
Really?
And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. And then waited like 3 minutes, and then he left.
And he left.
Yeah.
You leave when the Muslim showed up?
Yeah, that's exactly what
I was thinking that, too.
I don't need this 9/11 guy in my face.
That's what I'm thinking. He sees a Muslim on screen and freaks out.
Yeah, he doesn't just see that. Those people aren't for entertaining.
You know what sucks?
His thoughts, not mine.
When you go to a bathhouse and you're the only one
there. Boy, oh boy, you got that right.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, then you splash around, though. That's fun, right? You get the snorkel out.
Yeah, but I go there for the company.
I know you generally do. But you go alone. It's just, just a different environment instead of the bedroom.
Yeah, you make the best of it.
You do make the best of it, don't you?
Jimmy Pardo. Jimmy tweets. What's your Twitter handle, though, Jimmy?
Jimmy Pardo.
Jimmy Pardo. At Jimmy Pardo. FunnyBoneOmaha.com with us this morning. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.